Gallbladder Study Guide. I don't think I have.
We have a study guide. Let's take care.
Purpose of bile.
Digest the fats.
Digest, break down, emulsify the fats. Okay, location of the gallbladder in a thin patient?
Near the crest,
low and midline. So the gallbladder is going to drop about 2 inches from an average patient to a thin patient. Heavier patient, it's going to move up about 2 inches.
Now here.
Okay, another name for the hepatopancreatic sphincter? Sphincter of Oddi.
Oddi?
Garfield's little
pal.
Okay, functions of the gallbladder.
Store,
concentrate the bile,
and contract.
It stores the bile through a process called hydrolysis. That takes the water out of the bile so it becomes more concentrated.
That's
a
terminology.
Okay, number 6. Do you know how to make a hormone?
Yeah.
Dopamine. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, the name of the hormone that causes the gallbladder to contract.
Prostaglandin
or CCK for short. CCK can also be manufactured and it can be injected a synthetic hormone. Or is manufactured in the body normally.
But it can be synthetic?
Can be synthetic.
So is that the same kind of like enzymes or hormones that the pancreas, when they have digestive issues, they
Yeah.
Same kind of thing?
Yeah. I don't know if they would normally give you a closest kinine, but we do for x-ray tests sometimes give a synthetic CCK.
Oh, that's the stuff you swallow, right?
It's injected.
Fatty?
It's injected. Yes.
Oh, I
Yeah, the fatty is something.
Oh, okay. Because I had to drink that. Hey, Terry, is that the same kind of thing that people have the pancreas that can take you? I can catch everything.
Yeah, well, it's not CCK. It's probably some other chemicals. Yeah, that.
Because, I mean, this stuff actually helps to break down your food. So that you get to digest, but you need more.
Yeah, I don't think CCK is used for anything else. Okay, where is the hormone secreted from?
Duodenal
mucosa.
The somebody
that
has
to
see
the
child,
and they have problems. Okay, number 8. Put an asterisk by number 8. Never forget this one.
High probability.
Which oblique will project the gallbladder away from the spine? L-A-O. L-A-O. What side is the gallbladder on?
The right.
Right side. What position would we do to move it away from the spine?
L-A-O.
L-A-O. Okay. Everybody knows that?
Right.
Opposite to the right. L-A-O. Okay, choline means?
Bile.
Cysto means sac or bladder. The exam of the gallbladder.
Cholecystography.
A gram would be the actual film. Cholecystography is a whole process of visualizing it. Okay, 12. Exam of the biliary ducts. Yeah, cholangiography or Colidoco. Colidoco. Doco meaning ducts. Coli meaning bile. So either term could be used. Colidoco. Doco is D-O-C-H-O. Yeah.
Colidoco.
Yeah. Coli meaning bile. Doco meaning ducts. Colidoco.
So the first one I
have.
Colicysto.
Yeah. Cholecysto and angiography. Yeah. Either one.
Cholecystography
do not
play
that. What? That's a little bit. Okay.
So, cholecystogram and cholangiogram.
It's either cholangiography or cholecystogram angiography. It's either cholangiography or cholecystogram angiography.
Okay, but the gram is the film, is the picture you take.
Image, yeah.
The image you take.
Ography means the procedure.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and 13, exam of the gallbladder and the bile ducts.
Cholecystocholangiography.
Cholecystocholangiography. All the terms put together. Cholecystocholangiography.
This is ridiculous.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Don't make it spell.
Yeah, I can't spell.
Oh,
you're in the
book. Is there a
reason?
I can't spell.
Happy that would be easy.
Well, normally what they'll talk about in the hospital is a colon. Patients have a colon. But it doesn't really specify. It's not. It's usually. Okay, and 14. The oral contrast is referred to as cholecystopake.
I got that one.
Not. Is it wrong to say oral?
Well, you can say oral cholecystopake, but the actual pill you take is cholecystopake tablet.
Okay.
Okay, cholelithiasis is condition of having gallstones. Condition of having gallstones. Not actually the gallstone itself, it's condition of having gallstones.
Put
star by
that one.
Put star by all of them.
They're all equally important.
See, it's a nice star.
Okay, 16, cholecystitis. Inflammation of the gallbladder. Biliary stenosis. Narrowing of the pipe ducts. Okay, 18, five questions. How many pills were taken? What time they were taken?
How many and what time?
How many and what time? Was there a reaction? Did you vomit? Did you bring them back up? Did you have breakfast? You know, it's really interesting. When we were doing gallbladders, patient would come in, we do the gallbladder, couldn't see it on the film. Yes, patient, did you have breakfast? No. You didn't have anything at all? Well, I thought the McDonald's had a, you know, breakfast thing on the way here. I mean, that's the worst thing you can have. It's greasy, it's fat.
It already dumped its stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, gallbladder shrinks when you have fat. It's awesome. Number five, do you still have your gallbladder? I did this patient in ultrasound.
They don't call that breakfast. McDonald's.
I did this patient in ultrasound. Ultrasound later, she didn't have a gallbladder. So if you don't see the gallbladder in ultrasound, it could be considered pathological. So I asked this patient, you know, do you still have your gallbladder? Yeah, she has a gallbladder. Do you have anything to eat? No, don't have anything to eat. Okay, then the diagnosis on the ultrasound test is there's some pathology going on. So I kept questioning her. Well, it ends up that she said her doctor at one time ordered the gallbladder surgery. She went and had a surgery, but he left the gallbladder in because it was okay. Well, no, that doesn't happen. You go in, have gallbladder surgery, and take it out. So she didn't have a gallbladder, but she thought she still did. But see, it was almost misdiagnosed because she said she had one, and you're going by what the patient says. Yeah, if they would have cut her open again and see some little lines.
No, because it could have been laparoscopic.
Anyway, you know, sometimes the patient tells you things, and it's not always the correct answer. So you have to drill some more a lot of times.
So there's a ceramic gallbladder.
Yeah, if that's what it was. Yeah.
What's a ceramic?
It's calcified walls. It's real cool. Dense walls. That'll show up on x-ray.
I thought maybe somebody got a gallbladder.
No, when you have that, it means there's some metabolism problem.
Okay, and what the last question, it's not number five, it's number six actually. Is there a female asking if they're pregnant? Okay, the purpose of the fatty meal and CCK. Okay, that, yeah, to determine the function of the gallbladder. Measure.
Find that anywhere.
Oh, really?
I didn't find it. I found it right in CCK. Where?
Yeah.
I didn't find it.
Determines the function of the gallbladder.
Determines the function?
Okay. Now, if a patient comes in and they want to know if the gallbladder is functioning, well, first of all, they're giving them the pills the night before. So you know that part of the system is working, that the gallbladder is taking in the iodine. So you'll see the gallbladder. But now, from that point on, it's gallbladder functioning. So you inject CCK, or you give the patient fatty meal. There's something that looks like eggnog. I think it's called X-Nog or something.
It tastes like eggnog.
Yeah, it tastes like eggnog. You can give the patient that, or you can give them, we used to give them chocolate. You know, Hershey's bar, something like that. That's 7 seconds. Okay, number 20. OCG means oral cholecystic acid. So if a patient's going to have an OCG, they're having an oral cholecystic acid test.
Like, what would the oral cholecystic acid be, right? What? Yeah, there we go. I would be at the end of that.
You're right. Oral cholecystitis. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oral cholecystitis.
The test is the other thing, and the film is the
ground. Yeah, the image is the ground.
Even though
they don't say. Okay, 21. Four advantages of doing ultrasound.
No
ionizing radiation. Other detection of small calculi. No contrast media is required. Less time in the exam.
Less
patient prep. Okay, they still need a prep for ultrasound, but it's less. You don't have to give them the pills the night before. Yeah, less time-consuming procedure. That involves a whole span.
That's a good thing. That's an answer.
Usually with ultrasound, you need a 4-hour prep time with the patient being NPO. Okay, 22. Why is a chest x-ray usually ordered after a percutaneous transhepatic cholangiogram? Rule out pneumothorax. You're putting a needle in through the liver. If you hit the lung, you develop a pneumothorax. You can also get liver hemorrhage.
Yeah,
and you get a hemothorax from that. But the main thing is a pneumothorax. I don't know if I ever told you this one story. I think I told the other class. I did? When I was doing ultrasound, and I got a call from the physician, wanted me to come up to the hospital room and do an ultrasound because he was going to do PTC. Not PTC, but he was going to tap the lung to take fluid out. And I told him I had like 3 ERs, and I was doing, as soon as I'm done with the ER cases, I'll get up there and do it. So by the time I was up there, I mean, he was done. He said he tapped it without ultrasound. I got the ultrasound machine down to the room, and I heard page overhead a code in that room. Because he went through the lung without using ultrasound.
Sure.
He didn't want to wait. That happens. Okay, number 23. How much of a week for an aesthetic patient? 40. Okay. And 24, how much of a week for a heavy patient? 15. So it's just the opposite of the upper GI.
I have 35
to 40.
I have
ascending
35 to
40.
What one?
Okay, 35 to
40.
Okay.
Well, I mean, is it wrong? Is it wrong?
The 35 to 40 is okay.
15 to 20 on the other one?
15 to 20. That's okay. Just know that it's a lot less for heavy patients. Yeah, 15 for the hyper. 15 for hyper. It's less than the upper GI. It's just the opposite of upper GI.
Okay, so 15 for hyper. And what was for the ascending?
4. Okay, 25. The gallbladder is at what level on the average patient? L2.
L2
on the average patient. Okay, and 26. What position will demonstrate stratification? What stratification?
Layering.
Layering. Okay. So what position will demonstrate layering of colliculates, which are
right lateral
diffuse
cones?
Right lateral diffuse or
erect.
Erect or a right lateral diffuse. Okay, 27. How much lower should centering be for an erect gallbladder compared to what? 1 to 2 inches. 1 to 2 inches. Okay, 28. Thin patient for an oral cholecystogram. PA does not show the gallbladder. Factors are given there. What should be done at that point? Yeah, actually, probably the best thing to do, if you don't see the gallbladder on the original skeletal film, then do a 14 by 17. See if the gallbladder is positioned somewhere else in the body. But usually you can do the very first skeletal film on a 10 by 12.
You said
central lower? Yeah, possibly use a 14 by 17.
May
not have been low enough. Gallbladder may be transposed on the opposite side.
Pretty odd.
And usually on a thin patient,
likewise.
Yeah, on a thin patient, the gallbladder can fall way down in the pelvic area. Okay, 29. PA scalp projection for the gallbladder shows that the gallbladder is only faintly visible. The patient said they took all the tablets. The factors are given. What should be changed?
Lower the KV.
You want better contrast. 85 is too high. 70 publications. Yeah, 76. Okay, also in 29, if you're using the photo timer, and even if your KV is set okay, if you're not centered correctly, if you're centered over the spine, what does the photo timer pick up?
Spine.
Picks up the spine. So that'll give you that technique also. Okay, 30. Patients in LAO, is that the right position?
Yes.
Yeah, LAO is okay. Okay, but the gallbladder is still superimposed over the spine, so what should be done?
Increase
the oblique. Patient's in the right position, but not oblique enough. Okay, 31. An operative also could be called an immediate cholangiogram. Immediate.
Is that for 31?
31. Okay, have an operative cholangiogram. Radiograph shows the bile duct superimposed on the spine. As requested by the surgeon, the initial projection was AP. What should be done to move the bile ducts away from the spine?
Rotate
patient position 15 or 20 degrees. When you're in surgery, the entire surgery table tilts.
Yeah, turned
over. Well, side to side. Side to side.
Oh, well, when they're taking them out, they only have
to... Yeah, this way, if you got... If patient's all sterile, I mean, you can't touch your patient. So you do your film, and the bile ducts are over the spine, and the doctor says, well, I don't know if they're stolen because it's over the spine, there's too much interference. That table tilts, so you put the patient in an RPO, the entire table. Okay.
So, I never had to do that. Ever.
Never had to do
that. Did you grams? Never had to do that.
They
just
did
Trendelenburg
to get the liver. Yeah, but it's still going to be on the spine to do
Trendelenburg. They never had to do it. They just see
it.
That's weird.
Okay, 32. Patient has right upper quadrant pain. They come into the emergency room. Physician concerned about gallstones. They are sensitive to iodine, so what should be done? You want to get the ultrasound. Okay, 33. Patient has obstructive jaundice. Patient's skin is yellow. What procedure should be done?
Percutaneous,
transhepatic cholangiogram, or the initials would be TTC. Percutaneous, it's going through the skin. Transhepatic, you go through the liver. Cholangiogram. Well, again, the study would be biography. Yeah, I have Graham on here, but you're right, it's biography. Okay, 34. During an OCG, patient's gallbladder is well visualized. Radiologist is concerned about the function. What could be done? Yeah, a fatty meal with CCK. Yeah, same procedure, you just skip the patient fatty meal and CCK. Fatty meal or CCK, one or the other. CCK would be injectable, fatty meal would be taken orally.
So, it's not the HIV scan?
No. Well, the patient has the pills, gallbladder is visualized, so now what do you do to determine function? You still keep the patient in X-ray. You've got the gallbladder filled with contrast, so what do you need to do to get the contrast out of the gallbladder to see if it functions? Give them a fatty meal. Okay, 35. Patient has a stone in the pancreatic duct. What's the name of the main pancreatic duct?
It's more for the duct.
It's a German name.
Is it Wurson?
Starts with a W. Yeah. Sounds like a V. Wurson. Oh, we are? Okay, 35. A patient has a stone in the main pancreatic duct. What procedure should be done?
ERCP.
Endoscopic retrograde cannulization of the pancreas or cholangial pancreatography. Either term is acceptable.
What was the second part of the pancreas? Andrea, what is it? He's writing it.
Okay, so we have an endoscopic retrograde cannulization of the pancreas or endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography, either term. Because we're putting a cannula into the patient, and we're also going to irrigate the bile ducts and the pancreatic ducts.
ERCP.
We'll just say ERCP, but just know that it can mean either term. They both mean the same thing.
Terry, would you consider an imaging study the same as an imaging modality?
Yeah.
Okay. And the 34 will have that over the...
Okay, but just know that the gallbladder is visualized orally.
Right. This one, in the workbook, it says it's not visualized, but it still says the radiologist is not concerned about that. It's concerned about the function of the gallbladder.
Okay, well, right. That's totally different.
Why?
Because if you're not looking at the gallbladder, the function would be a nuclear medicine test. But if you're looking at the gallbladder, now you see it. Now, what's going to show it functional? So you want the bile to squeeze out of there, so you want to do a CCK to watch that bile squeeze out. So that's a functional test in X-ray. You can also do a functional test in nuclear medicine, but that's different.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, does the high end?
That's the high end. Okay, 36. Patient has acute cholecystitis. Scalp film does not demonstrate a gallbladder. What else could be done? Sonography or nuclear med. And that's the highest. Yeah, high up HIDA. Okay, and 37. Patient has neoplasm in the gallbladder. Best imaging modalities. What was that? Yeah, ultrasound or CT. Because you're looking for masses.
For which one?
For 37.
Ultrasound or CT?
Yeah. Okay, 38. Bile is produced in the liver. Where is CCK produced?
In the mucosa.
Vaginal mucosa. Okay, yeah, 39. Another name for the main pancreatic duct of Virsung. What's the secondary pancreatic duct called?
Cystine.
Not cystine.
Well, is it the subalanic?
It starts with an S. The duct of Santorini. That's the secondary pancreatic duct. Usually runs along the main duct.
Santorini.
Then you go there.
That's right in there.
No.
Santorini.
So what is that?
It's a secondary duct.
Secondary pancreatic duct. Okay, number 40. Put an asterisk by this one.
Oh, here we go.
Two ducts that form the common bile duct.
Cystic duct and the common hepatic duct.
Cystic and common hepatic. Cystic duct is coming from the gallbladder. Common hepatic is coming from the right and left. Okay, 41. Part of the small bowel that the common bile duct empties into, especially the descending portion of the duct. Descending portion. Okay, 42. Where is the T-tube usually done? In the compartment. And that should be T-tube cholangiography.
Oh, here we go. 42 radiology.
42 is, in the radiology department. Where is an immediate cholangiogram done? In surgery. Okay, and 43. Cholecystic tablets should be taken how many hours before?
10 to 12.
10 to 12. Okay, this.
10 to 12.
Okay, the diagram is very important. So
4 times 2.5, 4 times 6.
Yeah, that diagram is very important. So let's go over it. And okay, A.
Left hepatic.
B. Common. Or CBD for short. Common. CHD. C is the one I was thinking.
Yes.
Common
bile duct CBD. D. Pancreatic. Thought that's the main zone. Person. E.
Hepatopancreatic.
Amplovader.
Amplovader.
Yeah.
Okay. F.
Duodenal papilla.
It's a little bump here on the mucosa.
No.
Duodenal papilla. I suppose you can have that with sphincters, usually a little bit more in.
Yeah.
This is kind of trying to point to the bump that's on the mucosa.
Yeah.
This is the region.
You can probably call it a sphincter, but sphincter usually is a little bit more towards the alignment.
Well, it's not hard to see.
Yeah, it is. It's not good. Okay, how about G?
Descending duodenum.
Descending duodenum. H?
Bladder.
Is the gallbladder. I is the body. J is the neck. K is the cystic duct. L is the right hepatic. D is the pancreatic. E is the pancreatic and fuel. Just break. Break until 5 after. Probably have to memorize it, or no other way to figure it out. But let's go through it. Do you have any questions? Okay, the procedure. First one, oral cholecystogram, not really done very much anymore. It would be pretty rare to find that in radiology anymore, but you never know, you get some physician who decides he wants to order it. So oral is possible. It mainly only shows the gallbladder, and the patient has to take the stuff orally. So it's possible if there's a trouble with their digestive system, the iodine will never get into the gallbladder. Okay, next one is sonography. Almost everything is being done with sonography in the gallbladder and the liver area. It will visualize not only the gallbladder, but the ducts also. No contrast is needed, and just a 4-hour prep. NPO for 4 hours. So the problem is if they come in through ER, and you know they're looking at the gallbladder, if they just had something to eat recently, you have to wait 4 hours. Otherwise, the gallbladder is contracted down. Okay, the operative also could be called immediate, or it could be laparoscopic cholangiogram or cholangiography, right? I got Graham on all this. Okay, we're mainly looking at the biliary ducts.
I'm going to change it to graphy.
Okay, when you do an operative, the gallbladder and the cystic duct are cut and taken out. The catheter is attached to the little tiny remnant of the cystic duct, right by the common bile duct. Then the surgeon injects contrast at that point. And that's the operative. The cystic duct and the gallbladder are taken out, and a little tiny remnant that's left the cystic duct, a catheter is placed in that duct for the operative cholangiogram. Okay, next one, T2 cholangiogram. We're going to visualize the ducts. The T-tube is put in by the surgeon in surgery, but the exam is not done in surgery. So the T-tube is put in surgery. They sew the patient up, and then several days later, the patient goes to radiology, and the radiologist injects through the T-tube. And again, we're trying to visualize the ducts. Okay, next one, the PTC, percutaneous transhepatic cholangiogram. Again, looking at the ducts. This is a direct injection with a needle. So the needle goes through the skin, through the liver, into the ducts that are dilated, so they're easy to find. An injection directly into the ducts to see if there's an obstruction.
How do you dilate the bile ducts?
Well, you don't. I mean, the patient has pathology. So there's a blockage, so the ducts are getting large.
Okay.
So if you put a needle in, the chance of hitting the duct is really good now because it's large.
I thought it was like dilating your eyes.
Yeah, no,
are they using anything? They're doing it under fluoro.
Under fluoro, yes. Okay, and then the last one, the ERCP, endoscopic retrograde, cannulization or cholangiopancreatogram, B1. Looking at both the biliary ducts and the pancreatic ducts, both of them. And for that one, an endoscope is put down the esophagus, into the stomach, into the first portion of the duodenum, right near the bulb, just right past the bulb. And then a little cannula is then put through the papilla, into the ampulla, and then you can visualize the bile ducts and the pancreatic duct.
Okay.
To the duodenal bulb area, and slightly beyond the bulb is the papilla. And the catheter is placed through the papilla into the ampulla, and then into the bile ducts and or pancreatic duct. That's usually done by a gastroenterologist. So you're working with a non-radiologist. You're usually, you know, doing the fluoro, filming, all that other stuff, and he's doing all the rest of the procedure.
Okay, he said, duodenal bulb to the papilla, into
the ampulla.
Through papilla into
ampulla. Okay. On the sonography, is that the biliary ducts and the pancreatic ducts, or which ducts are you seeing?
Yes, yeah, the gallbladder, biliary ducts, and pancreatic ducts.
All
ducts. So just keep reviewing this until it makes sense.
Yeah. 2 years of that I observed are now gone.
Sounds like you need it.